let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A gripping and powerful story about survival on the streets. A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America by James Lowe. A true account in descriptive, sometimes graphic detail of what it's like to survive homelessness. The story of one person's struggle to come to terms with what can only be described as a real-life disaster. More than just a good read, A Homeless Panic provides a profound and moving account of what it's like to be homeless in America. James delves into the complex realities of homelessness to paint a compelling picture of individuals living on the street and of their struggles for daily survival, an honest look at their foibles, their values, and their humanity. James was born into a military family, traveled around the world the first 9 years of his life. When his father got out of school, they settled in Baltimore. James enrolled in trade school, began his career in the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning field. Throughout his life, he's been passionately involved in writing and in composing and performing music. James Lowe, the author of Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America, and his editor, Randall Shaw, are our guests on This Week in America. James, Randall, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Rick.
Such an amazing story and important story to tell. I'll mention we have a video of this on our YouTube channel. We're doing this via Skype video, so if you get a chance to check out the video, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go to videos, or you can just go to YouTube and see it there. Jim, I'll start with you. After you went through this experience, what was your inspiration to write this book?
I don't know if it was an inspiration and, you know, just wanting to write a book per se, but I know that I was, you know, very caught off guard and angry about succumbing to homelessness. Lo and behold, I did finally realize that by writing about it, it lessened my anger. So writing a book was a nice remedy for getting back in grips with myself and taking care of what I needed to. So the book was a big help.
And the book is invaluable.
Jim and I were both in the... Excuse me?
Yeah, Randall, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say that both Jim and I were in the same homeless shelter, and I found out that he was taking notes about his experience. And so, eventually we thought that I would record it on my PC. And it eventually turned into a book. And we spent weeks and months actually getting everything down.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the book is invaluable because it gives us a whole different perspective. It's not somebody's account that's watching it, somebody's account who actually lived through this. The book is A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America. James Lowe, if you're Googling, that's L-O-U-G-H, and the editor Randall Shaw with us on the program. Book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore there. A lot of other places. I'll give you a whole list of those as we go through the program. I want to get the perspective of each of you. James, what was it like to be homeless? And I know it's probably difficult to put in a few sentences, but what was that like to find yourself this far in your life and you're homeless?
Rick, it's very scary. It's, it's a lot of uncertainty. You're overwhelmed with all kinds of different emotions. I tell you, it's something to, it's something to deal with. It was really, like I said, scary and something that I couldn't have foreseen.
And you share those emotions. Yes, Randall, from your perspective.
Well, it was really tough because everything was new. I mean, it was something that neither of us had ever experienced before. And so all of a sudden we're stuck in a shelter with 40 other homeless men and not know what where our next meal is going to come from, what are we going to do about getting a job. And so there were some people that were miserable at the shelter. There were others that were more positive, but it was all new and it was scary. Yeah, completely shocked and definitely not knowing what was in store for us, you know, for sure. It was something brand new and not good.
I mentioned in the beginning real life disaster, and I think those three words probably sum it up very well. A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America by James Lowe, our guest on the program, Randall Shaw, editor of A Homeless Panic. I'll ask each of you, how long were you homeless? James, from your standpoint, how long were you in the homeless category?
I say a year and a half, very much sincere homelessness, I mean, on the street and at the mercy of homeless shelters and, you know, food banks and such. You know, I definitely always pursued work. And, you know, I kept a job, you know, part-time job, full-time job, nothing great, but something to, you know, give me some cash. But about a year and a half to 2 years, Rick.
Randall, how about you?
Well, it was more than 2 years. I mean, basically, I was looking for jobs, and I had some that were contract jobs, no permanent jobs. Otherwise, I would have gotten my own place again. But yeah, it was difficult because as a contract job, your job could end next week. And so then what do you do then? Well, you live at the shelter and get your food at the soup kitchen. And so it was just a very, very scary situation.
Yes. And it's interesting you mentioned contract jobs because you are able, obviously, to find some of those, but there's no long-term dedication to any of those jobs, is there? I mean, that's like you could be working days, a few weeks, and that's it. And
yes.
All of this, you go really inside the world. A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America, James Lowe, that's L-O-U-G-H, if you're Googling. You've written this book. How are you guys doing now? James, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Of course, the shock and the immediacy of being homeless is over. I'm, you know, mentally fine. And, you know, I have some place where I'm staying right now that's, you know, somewhat stable and there's a lot of stability. I've met a lot of great friends. So between now, I say I'm doing okay and well as can be expected.
Randall, how about you? Yes.
Well, yes, I am at least in a stable housing situation. But, you know, I used to rent for many, many years and was never homeless. But that's one of the interesting or scary things that we found out is that it can happen to anybody and it can be very unexpected. So, I mean, you could suddenly lose your job, and if you don't have any resources, you could be looking for a homeless shelter.
And we see that so often when they give statistics. So many of us do not have funds, sufficient funds, for an emergency of any kind. So if something happens,
right,
we run out of money, we are in trouble. James, from your standpoint, when did you realize you didn't have a place to go? I can't imagine that feeling. It's getting dark. It's the end of the day. You don't have a place to go home to. What was that like?
It's an awful feeling, Rick. It's very bad for myself or anybody to experience. It doesn't matter what age. It's terrible to not have a home to go to. You know, in my case, 53 years of always knowing I'm going to have a roof over my head, and then one day the bricks fall on top of you. And a good friend of mine said, "Jim, it's a shame that, you know, you didn't have any wherewithal to understand what you were getting into when you became homeless, because it's almost it had to smack me in the face for me to admit to myself, oh, I'm homeless." So when it came upon me, Rick, to say, you know, at least I was very unprepared. So, you know, it was really shocking for me to deal with it.
Randall, how about you in dealing with that, realizing I don't have a place to go?
Well, I mean, that was just a really scary thing. I never in a million years would have thought that I would be in a homeless shelter because I have a college degree and a lot of work experience. And there were definitely other people like me in the shelter. So it happens, it can happen, and it's not pleasant, and it can be difficult to get yourself reestablished.
The book is A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America by James Lowe, with us on the program, along with Randall Shaw, his editor on the book. The book is available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll get information and link on directly to get information on the book and to buy a copy of the book. Jim, let's talk about what happens when you come to this realization, I need to go somewhere. Talk about the organizations that are out there to help the homeless. Who is out there to help people like you and Randall?
Well, lo and behold, there are many great people who are dedicating their life to helping people who become homeless, and it's great. There are institutions that you can go to, and they can try to find you housing. There are people, of course, the waiting lists are very long, of course, but, to my astoundment, there are definitely people willing and dedicate their lives to helping people get back on their feet. You know, there's definitely organizations, SMOC, Advocates here in Boston, who are really great, dedicated people. So once you become homeless and all, you find out that these people do exist and they're out there and they are sincerely willing to help you. So it's been a great experience as far as if there's any silver lining, it's the people willing to help. And I've run into quite a few of them.
Randall, was that your experience as well?
Well, I've been in multiple shelters because they usually have strict time limits, and so when you're end at one place, you have to look for another shelter, and so there is they do provide resources. They sometimes, certainly not Jim or me, but there are people with substance abuse problems, and the housing institutions try to help with that. They try to help you locate a job, and they also will try to help you locate longer-term housing. So they do have the resources. They're never enough or readily available, but they certainly make a sincere attempt. Your luck of the draw, you may be at a shelter that is very strong in their support resources, whereas some have minimal or none.
Yeah, Rick, and let me add that, it depends on the person, the individual, whether they seek help at these places or on their own, just try to, get themselves back up and running, get things going for themselves. But there are institutions, people out there who will help those who just don't know how to do it and really need help. So it is a good thing. I've met some great people, understanding and very kind.
And there are rules and regulations. You address those in A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America. Talk about that. I understand what each shelter has their own little sets of rules and regulations. So it's not just you find a place, you plop on the bed, and you're there for a while. You've got guidelines you have to follow, don't you?
Boy, that's really tough to get into and accept. Because there are rules and regulations. And you can imagine, Rick, 53 years old, having your freedoms and coming and go as you please.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you're in a shelter where, hey, listen, you follow these guidelines or you can't stay here. And if you want to get in out of the cold or the bad elements, you got to follow their rules. And for me, it was very difficult because, I like my independence and freedom. And, to have a curfew, being told when to come back home, really didn't jive well with me. But, you know, I had to bite my tongue a lot of times in order to, you know, just, you know, save myself and get out from the streets. So, yeah, that can be kind of challenging, the rules and regulations, and they all have sort of them.
Randall, how was that for you? I mean, it's almost like you're living in somebody else's house. You're like a house guest there, and they're setting the rules and regulations. Maybe like going home again, and suddenly there you can't come and go as you please. How was that adapting to that?
Well, it's very difficult because it's not really like being a house guest. It's you have to be in 7 days a week at a specific time. There aren't exceptions to that. You can't go out to a movie. You can't go to a concert. There are rules. I mean, but that is part of the trade-off. It's better to have a bed and give up some of your freedoms, you know, knowing that hopefully you will be able to change. But that is part of the challenge and part of what makes the homeless experience so difficult.
With us on the program, James Lowe, that's L-O-U-G-H, if you're Googling, and Randall Shaw, the book that James has written, A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America. I think of the shelter, which we've talked about. I'm thinking about food. I'm thinking about transportation. Let's talk about food for a second. James, what services do the shelters provide in addition to giving you a place to sleep? Do you eat there as well in many of these?
Rick, I can tell you, especially here in Massachusetts, food is plentiful. There's plenty of food, you know, and of course, like I said before, I became homeless. I didn't know these places existed. Food banks and soup kitchens, all kinds of places to eat. One thing about, you know, here in Massachusetts, if, you know, you're having a bad time, you will not go hungry. There are plenty of things available so that, you know, you're eating at least.
Randall, your viewpoint on that? Actually, well, getting fed.
Yes, that is a fair comment. I mean, it's it really shows the kindness of a lot of people, and there are a lot of church groups that, well, we have experience at what we call the soup kitchen, and they provide meals 7 days a week, and it's usually different church groups that provide it, and usually it's very good. Sometimes it's not so good, but still.
The food is good.
Yeah.
Food is pretty good, you know, for sure. It's not like airline food.
Okay, well, that's good. And you pay a lot of money for airline food, and then you get this plastic stuff. So this is good to hear. The other part of that equation I mentioned was the transportation. You were in the workforce. You want to get back into the workforce. It costs money. You have to have transportation. James, and I'll ask each of you individually again on that. Talk about the getting transportation to actually be able to get out, and do you have to rely on public transportation for that?
Public transit, there are a few people that have cars, the lucky ones, and they're somehow able to at least have enough work so that they can pay for gas and insurance. But overwhelmingly, they use public transit, and there's a lot of people that use bikes. But yeah, transportation is a really serious problem, and it's expensive, and it takes a lot of time as opposed to having your own car.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, of course, you know, there's a big difference between, you know, being homeless in an urban setting as opposed to a rural setting. So the transportation, public transportation, of course, if you know what's going on with Boston, they do have problems with public transportation, the T line and all that breaking down. But still, it's available. And for me, I haven't had a car now for a year and a half, and I'm still able to get around with the bus and the transportation they have here in Boston, greater Boston.
It's an amazing story. All of the issues we talked about, James goes into in depth in talking about these and telling us what it's like, and gives us a whole different perspective. The book is A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America, James Lowe, L-O-U-G-H, edited by Randall Shaw. Book available at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. You go to our website and get information on that as well. I mentioned Page Turner. You're working with them. Information at pageturner.us in the bookstore. What's that experience been like for you? You've written the book. You want to get it into as many hands as possible to shed light on this problem and what we as a society can do. What's it been like working with Page Turner?
Well, I mean, it's been it's hard work. I mean, the book business is difficult, and it's a constant effort to do marketing. And but it's really been good to work with Page Turner. And so,
As a first time author, I have to tell you, Rick, that I just keep my mouth shut and listen to the book.
Let the professionals do it. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. James Lowe, author of A Homeless Panic, The Homeless Experience in America, edited by Randall Shaw, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.